Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
43123.
May I please have your first and last name?
My name is Melody Burson.
What was that last name again?
Burson, B-U-R-S-O-N.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with that name on it.
It's probably with my husband's name, and his name is Roy Burson.
Okay, give me just a moment. Not to pull it up underneath that zip code or the phone number that you're calling from. How may I help you today?
I noticed a charge on my account on Thursday, so I called about it, and they said that my husband signed up for some, I don't know, KitchenAid mixer thing or something, and we were supposed to get some voucher in the mail for $100 to spend on some website. And I asked him about it. They said that he did it in May, but the charge was just on my account a couple of days ago. I asked him about it. He has no idea what it is. We were supposed to get an email within a day or so, and we haven't gotten an email. We haven't gotten anything. So all I know is I have a $50-some charge on my account and nothing to go with it.
Okay, so in order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account for you. How do you spell your last name?
B as in boy, U R S O N.
Okay, the zip code that I have here under Roy is 43123, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
It's 4376 Glen Gold Drive, Grove City, Ohio.
Give me just a moment while the rest of this account pulls up. Okay, so I do see where someone signed up to enter into a sweepstakes to get a KitchenAid mixer on May the 12th. Is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up for this service without your knowledge?
Well, nobody here says they did, so I'm assuming it was without our knowledge.
Okay, could the charges be fraudulent charges?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, could the charges be fraudulent charges?
Yes, they could be.
What I am going to do for you today is go ahead and get your account canceled out and get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without authorization. I just want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who has placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing any of these charges.
No, we do not recall authorizing any of these charges.
Give me just a moment.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Give me just a moment.
Thank you.
We need to stop and get gas and stuff at that new place called
Sheets.
Yeah, Sheets.
One second, I am notating your account.
Thank you. So the one in Grove City is probably cheaper.
I know it is.
So go to that one then.
Yeah, it's
369
over here in Grove City.
Is that good or bad?
It's like 389 over. I got it at Speedway Day for 369 in the truck.
I'm just waiting on a response from my supervisor to get your call transferred over. One moment.
Thank you.
One second, I'm still waiting.
Thank you. No, the number that I called.
The kitchen name.
Yeah. So I'm going to text her again. One moment. I'm still waiting. It's been about 3 minutes. One second.
All right. Thank you for your help. I was just an asshole.
Jenner didn't have anything in his tooth.
Looks good.
Your call is about to be transferred. Thank you for calling customer support. Please hold.
Thank you.